ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। शृण्वतां स्वकथा कृष्णा पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तना हृदयन्तस्थभद्राणि विधुनोति सुहृत्सताम्। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
I welcome all the devotees and I seek the blessings of Maharaji and other senior Vaishnavas, Srila Prabhupada's disciples. I can speak something properly and not any apsiddhanta. Anything, and if I make a mistake, you please correct me immediately. So very beautiful shloka we have today in front of us. Actually, I would use laptop. I will use laptop to speak. You can put that. Because I have made the notes like that. Hopefully it's going to start. So yesterday we had heard that Lord Krishna had appeared in Yadukula. So now this shloka has a link from the previous shloka. Somebody will ask the question, the Lord has appeared. So why does the Lord appear? And when does the Lord appear? This is the link between yesterday's shloka and today's shloka. And this is like similar to what we have read in Bhagavad Gita, very easy. Yada yada hi dharmasya. So that shloka will be reading today. Whenever there is a decline of dharma and increase of adharma, the Lord appears. But now, what is the problem with this laptop? Krishna, Krishna. Maybe. I just read from book. Let's. Okay. And I have the file in my phone also. So I was expecting it will go bad. That's okay. It is working. Yes. Okay. So please chant after me. Yada Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 24, Text number 56. Yada yada hi dharmasya shayo vriddhischa papmanaha tadatu bhagavan isha atmanam srijate harihi. So now we will understand the meaning of the words. It's very easy. It is similar to the famous shloka 4.7 of Bhagavad Gita. Yada yada hi dharmasya. Yada yada means whenever. He means certainly. Dharmasya. Dharmasya shayo. Dharmasya shayo means whenever there is decline of dharma. Vriddhischa papmana. Vriddhi means increase. So whenever there is increase of sinful activities. Tadatu bhagavan esha. Then Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, Isha means Supreme Controller, Atmanam Srijate Hari, he manifests himself and his name is Lord Hari. So please read the synonyms after me. Yada,
yada,
whenever,
whenever.
Yada,
yada,
whenever,
he
indeed,
dharmasya,
of the principles of religion,
shayaha,
deterioration,
vriddhihi,
increasing,
cha,
and
papmanaha,
of sinful activities,
tada,
at that time,
tu,
indeed,
bhagavan,
the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
ishaha,
the Supreme Controller, Atmanam, personally, Srijate, descends, Harihi, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Whenever the principles of religion deteriorate and the principles of irreligion increase, the Supreme Controller, the Personality of Godhead, Sri Hari, appears by His own will. Purport. The principles by which an incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead descends upon earth are explained in this verse. The same principles are also explained in Bhagavad Gita by the Lord Himself. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuthanam dharmasya tadatmanam srijamiham. Whenever and wherever there is decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. In the present age, the Supreme Personality of Godhead has appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to inaugurate the Hare Krishna movement. At the present time, in Kali Yuga, people are extremely sinful and bad. They have no idea of spiritual life and are misusing the benefits of the human form to live like cats and dogs. It's a very deep and very heavy statement by Srila Prabhupada. Heavy in the sense, when we are not coming in contact with Krishna consciousness, the only thing which will cross our consciousness is eating, mating, sleeping and defending. And it's only by the mercy of devotees that when we hear about absolute truth, then we can have the fifth option of tapasya. Tapo divyam putrika yena sattvam shuddhe tasmad brahma saukhyam tunantam. Sometimes a person may be reluctant to do tapasya, but we must understand that everybody is doing tapasya here. Adi devik tapasya, adi bhautik tapasya, and adhyatmik tapasya. This tap is hitting everybody. So anyhow this tapasya is being forced. Why not do voluntary tapasya? But what is the benefit I am going to get? Brahma saukhyam tu anantam. The happiness which I am going to get from eating, mating, sleeping and defending is very small. But the happiness which a person can get by divine tapasya, by which his heart will get purified, is unlimited. So the cost of the happiness, of unlimited happiness, is zero. I'll repeat again, the cost of unlimited happiness is zero, because the tapasya has to be done only once in time eternity. Our heart has to be purified only once in time eternity. Yesterday the devotee was mentioning and the same point was discussed by Vrindavan Chand Maharaj from Madhuri Kadamni. And it is a problem with all the devotees, or any sadhaka will feel like that. Sometimes I don't feel nice, sometimes the material desires are rising and coming down. But we must understand that is the process of anishtita bhajan. That is during the anarthanivritti stage, that stage of is called anishtita bhajan. We will feel like this, but we must persevere with this process, and only then we can come to the platform of nishtha, where we have taste, we have focus of mind, we have every day we have taste for Krishna consciousness, and that is not very far, and that has to be done. That field has to be crossed only once in time eternity. And that's why we should not misuse our life. As Srila Prabhupada is saying, the benefits of human life to live like cats and dogs. What is the benefit of human form of life? Simply by chanting Hare Krishna, I can go back to Godhead. I will go back to Godhead. I was just reading the shlokas coming ahead. Beautiful. It says, Yasha Tirtha Para. Lord Vishnu's Yasha is the highest Tirtha. So when we are discussing Lord Vishnu's glories, Krishna's glories, chanting Hare Krishna, we are situated in the highest Tirtha. And to be always situated in this highest Tirtha is the goal of life. Very beautifully Srila Prabhupada is mentioning. And why he is saying misusing? Because in eating, mating, sleeping and defending, the cats and dogs and other animals are much superior than us. We cannot compete with them. But I always think about this. No animal can discuss Bhagavatam class. He cannot participate in Bhagavatam class. He just cannot comprehend. There is no possibility of having any conception of dharma by by animals. Obviously, now you don't take example of Gajendra who was a devotee previously. That's a different thing. But normally, no animal can have any conception of dharma. One time, one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada, "Prabhupada, preaching is very difficult." Then Prabhupada very nicely answered. He said, "When did I tell you that it was easy? Why is not easy? Because people need it, but they don't want it. They don't want to do this tapasya." I was giving class to some Gurukul boys when Gurukul was here, and he said, "Why is this tapasya forced upon us of chanting Hare Krishna? Why is like that?" I said, "It will not be forced upon us. First of all, tapasya is not forced if you have knowledge. If we understand how much painful it is to go back again into the womb of mother, where we can't complain to anybody, this is very uncomfortable. Then we will not think that chanting Hare Krishna nicely, attentively is a tapasya. And actually, as the heart gets purified, it's such a bliss to chant Hare Krishna japa. Japa also is blissful. All the devotees have some experience that it is very blissful. So this is our birthright, to experience bliss, experience happiness in Krishna consciousness, and that will only happen by divine tapasya, and which is the meaning of following dharma. Under these circumstances, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has inaugurated the Hare Krishna movement, which is not different from Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one associates with this movement, he directly associates with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I mean, in my notes I have highlighted this. It's a beautiful statement. Prabhupada somewhere else in other purports he says, contact with the Supreme Lord by any of the ninefold processes of devotional service is always a forward march back home, back to Godhead. So any person who is meeting with devotees, even unknowingly, I mean, I have seen my own example. I was in South India, and then in our college, in a hostel, there's a lobby where they put notices, and there was a notice called Personality Development Course. And as a normal person also, I was disillusioned with all these kind of courses. But then some person told me, no, it is compulsory, they will take attendance. Just to fill up the attendance, I went there and I met a devotee there, and he was explaining about Atma and gave Prabhupada books. You see, otherwise I was living like an animal only. So this incident inspires me, and that devotee later on called me after 13 years or said, "Oh, you are in Vrindavan and you are like joined the ashram like that." He said, then he told me, "I do not know what kind of person will become afterwards." So see, from one round chanting, now I am able to, by Krishna's mercy, give Bhagavatam class. Understand first of all little bit Bhagavatam. And then doing this only, one day will be, this nice place is very nice. Who is this person? I mean to say, we will go back to Godhead by this process. If you were not supposed to go back to Godhead, you would have not come to ISKCON, you would have not come in contact with this process of Krishna consciousness. We have to be grateful and hold on to it, like catch on to it, hold on to this process, no matter what happens. Very nicely, if we are directly associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's just a matter of realization. I give an example, a story is told in this regard. One time there was a beggar, and he has never seen what is gold. So he went to the king, "My dear king, I want to see the gold. I said, "Okay." So you go there's a staircase, and you climb on the staircase, and then you open the door and see the gold within my, treasury, yes. So he went there and he opened the door and he saw the treasury. Oh, this is the gold. But then when he closed the gate, he realized that the staircase was also gold. The staircase was also made from gold. So the process and the end is not different. Right now we are contacting the Supreme Lord. The dham is not different from Krishna. Param dhama in Bhagavad Gita explained. The deity is not different. The holy name is not different. It's just a matter of realization. Beautiful point yesterday one devotee mentioned. What is his name? Anand Kirtan Prabhu. Anand, very nicely. That when we are hearing Harikatha, we are in that pastime. I remember my Guru Maharaj was glorifying His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, and his deep realization, they were discussing Krishna Katha when Maharaj was about to leave the body, and suddenly Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was so enthusiastic and was saying, "We have made it, Maharaj, we have made it." What you are saying? "We have made it, we have made it." So he wanted to say that we have actually entered the past times when we are discussing these things. And we see in the life of Maharaj Kulshekhar, how when he heard that Mother Sita was captured by Ravan, he was so angry. He said, let us take the army outside and then we'll kill this Ravana. And then suddenly some mantri came, and mantri means minister came and said, no, now Mother Sita is back. So they're actually absorbed in the pastime. Similarly, in Mahaprabhu's pastime, we see when Brahmana invited Mahaprabhu for prasad, and then when Mahaprabhu came in the afternoon and he was somehow reading Ramayana, and he said, no, Mother Sita has not brought prasadam, Lakshman has not brought any things to be cooked, so Mother Sita has not cooked anything, so how can I cook? So Mahaprabhu was very happy. But one devotee who was giving this class, he said, if we go at 9 o'clock and the cook says, now there is nothing to be cooked, then we won't be happy. But anyhow, that's Brahmana immediately collected certain ingredients and then he cooked something. So Mahaprabhu was very happy, seeing him completely absorbed in the pastime of the Supreme Lord. So this is how it is there. We don't even know and we become associated with Lord, and we gradually progress towards Krishna consciousness. Like, I was happy that my sister is here with my mother. So after 17 years, she attended first Bhagavad Gita class. And I can see how it happened. When my father died, she sponsored the prasadam in Vrindavan and was serving devotees. She might have done just like, my father has died, so I should do some sadhu seva. But that is the seed how a person gets. Now she wants to stay in Vrindavan. Completely, we will not have a talk for more than 1 minute. How are you? I am fine. How are you? I am fine. No more talk. Now she can think. So this is how they're completely not, absolutely not inclined to Krishna consciousness, and somehow thou serve the Vaishnavas, and then you see it becomes fructified. It may not immediately happen. Beautiful example given by Vrindavachand Maharaj. He said that, you see, and I saw it with my eyes. You may see the field is not having anything, but the seeds are there. When the time will come, the rain will come, it will manifest. So a person is coming in contact with Krishna consciousness. It's unfortunate because of Corona, so many people are not able to come. But they will come, they will see the deities, and their life in Krishna consciousness has started. It's a beginning of an end. I myself know that when I saw Ayendra Prabhu exactly sitting there and chanting, and I was amazed. What is this? And I got the inspiration to learn harmonium. I still remember those days. I will take his CDs and I will lock my room and I'll dance singing, here is, play the kirtan very loudly and dance in my room like this. So this is how we have to see devotees happily doing Krishna consciousness, and they become attracted. So that's why I'm saying, unknowingly they don't know they are associating with Krishna, but then they become Krishna conscious later on. It's like same effect as Corona. You don't see anything happening, and then you see, I am affected now. This has no cure. this disease has no cure in Krishna consciousness. People should take advantage of the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and thus gain relief from all the problems created in this age of Kali. So this is Srila Prabhupada's purport. We'll discuss something also from another commentator by Srila called Giridhar Lalji. He's a very famous commentator. Srila Prabhupada also quotes him in 5th canto sometimes. He says that he makes a link that you have told that the Lord has appeared, or Lord appears in Yadukul. So what is the reason why he appears and when does he appear? This shloka is actually referring to that. There's a word he here in the first line, and the word he means is used for emphasis, avadharana. That definitely you don't have any doubts that the Lord appears. Now it may appear very normal for a devotee, but our Prem Krishna Prabhu is here, he's teaching in GLA. So one time they were made to sit in a forced Bhagavad Gita class, and there was a person who was an IS officer, and his explanation of this shloka was, it's not that Supreme Lord comes, you and us, we are the people who are appearing and establishing dharma. So you see, people, for most people it is not obvious, it is not certain that the Supreme Lord himself comes. And then Prabhupada elsewhere in the purport says that some people challenge how the Supreme Lord can come, but then the question can be, why he cannot come? If somebody says, Prime Minister cannot come to the jail, why he cannot come? But his coming will not be similar to our coming and going, or prisoners coming and going. That has to be understood. Very nice example a devotee gives. The prisoner comes in the prison in a government vehicle surrounded by prisoners, sorry, policemen. The Prime Minister comes in the prison in a government vehicle surrounded by policemen, more policemen. Does it mean he is a prisoner? You see, that's why he says, Atmanam Srijate Hari. He comes by his own energy. And when he wants to go back, he can go back also. Nobody can stop like this. So the word he is for emphasis. Definitely he is the same Supreme Lord. He should not be considered a normal person. And when, so whenever there is decline, he makes the point, whenever there is decline of religion and increase of irreligion, he comes. Now why he has to come? Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan also explains in his commentary in 4.7 that nobody except Lord can establish dharma. It's very important. Obviously, a person who is empowered by him also can establish dharma. But in certain situations, Lord has to appear personally to deliver, to establish dharma. And we know that in every yuga also, Lord appears. And this also reminds me of Lord Vyasadeva's contemplation. Kalena gabhina ranhasa. That he was seeing that in every yuga, by the unseen forces of time, this dharma, the principle of dharma, naturally degrade. He could see the degradation in Kali Yuga. It's amazing that we cannot see, or at least devotee can see, but they cannot do anything about it. Because, very nicely explained, when we cannot see it, how can we stop it? That's how the commentators have explained. It's avyakta. It is not, people are not able to see. It is because of time that dharma is getting declined. Declining. Rather, you see, the scientists are trying to prove that we are superior to our previous race. That's how amazing it is. Without a calculator, it is difficult to even make some computation. And now we are thinking that we are superior to the previous race. Now, earlier Suta Goswami could learn Bhagavatam in one sitting, all the shlokas. And for us to, at least for myself to learn one shloka, it takes so much time. So this is how one devotee was making a joke. That is actually a truth. One ISKCON devotee wanted to go to America. So he wrote, I am going to teach Sanskrit there. So then, it's a true story. Now, whatever visa officer says, do you know Sanskrit? Say something in Sanskrit. Then he began to chant the Mangalacharan. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale. And he chanted the Mangalacharan. Ah, you know. And then he passed him off. So this is the standard of the Kali Yuga. If you put a little bit tilak, then people will consider you are a pandit or something like that. So this is how it's there. Now, what is the reason? Why does he appear? Because he is Hari. You see, the word is Hari. Hari Harati Papani Dushta Chittair Api Smrita. The Lord's name is called Hari because he destroys the sins of most sinful people also. So that means he takes Hari here, he means is he destroys the suffering of those people who take shelter of him. Bhakta Klesha Nashinha Iti Hari. He destroys the kleshas of these devotees. That's why he's being referred to as Hari. Now, but what is the reason? What is the reason? Shishri Gaur Nitaya, Shishri Krishna Balaram, Radhe Shyam Sundar Kije. Now, somebody may raise an objection. No, okay, it's Hari, but how can you justify? What capacity does he have to destroy all the miscreants? So the word he says, he points out, the word is Isha. Isha means kartum akartum anyatha kartum samartha. He can do anything, and he can do anything which others cannot do, and he can do anything else, violating all the laws. At least this is my understanding. Maharaj can correct me. I was a little confused about this. But this basically it means he can do anything. It's not that when the Lord appears here, then he is crucified. No, he is not crucified. It's amazing. Jarasandh, the whole 23 Akshahanis were defeated by Krishna Balaramji alone, without any difficulty. And Balaramji was about to kill Jarasandh, and then Krishna said, no, leave it. Father-in-law of our Mamaji. He should not be killed. He will humiliate him like anything, so that he will bring other people again. And again, they will kill all the people alone. 23 Akshahanis. You must remember in Mahabharata, the great battle, there was only 18 Akshahanis. And this is 23 Akshahanis, and Lord Krishna Balaram defeated everybody alone, without any difficulty. And it's amazing, he was also inspiring him within his heart to bring further people, more and more, like this. So he can do anything. Now somebody may raise this question, how do I know that he has all these powers? So then the commentator points out to the word Bhagwan. Bhagwan means he is the highest avastha, para avastha. As Shri Rupa Goswami explains in Laghu Bhagavatamrita, there are three para avasthas: Lord Narasingdev, Lord Ram and Lord Krishna. Lord Krishna is the highest para avastha of divinity. He is the high, supreme personality of Godhead, as Srila Prabhupada says. So he has all the qualities of all the opulences of highest, all kind of associates to the highest degrees. Samasta guna gana dhama, as we sing every day. Now, in this context, it was also mentioned yesterday in the last part of Srila Prabhupada's purport. So I'll take some point from there. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in 1.3.28, Krishnastu Bhagwan Swayam, yesterday it was mentioned very nicely, Paribhasha Sutra. So what does Paribhasha Sutra means? Paribhasha Sutra means it will illuminate the whole Shastra sitting at one place, just like one lamp in one room will illuminate the or remove the darkness from all of the room. So all the shlokas of Bhagavatam have to be seen from the specs or from the consideration of the shloka that Krishnastu Bhagwan Swayam. And actually when we see Srila Prabhupada's translation, wherever there may be a possibility to think, oh, Krishna is the Ansha of Vishnu, he won't translate like that. He will translate that Krishna, Vishnu is the Ansha of Krishna. Because in 1.3.28 it has been established, so in that understanding only all the shlokas have to be understood. So now somebody may raise a question, there are different avatars like Matsya and Kurma, and Krishna himself has two armed and four armed forms. So which are and also they display Kaumara and Kaishura. Kaumara means 5 years of age and Kaishura means 14 years of age. And you are saying that they are all eternal. Does it mean there are many gods? It seems that you are saying all of them are God. So does it mean there are different gods? So he says, no, he does not like that. In 10th canto is mentioned, Bahu Murti Ek Murti Kam. Now you will say, why I am saying this? Because Srila Prabhupada, you see, in text number 55 he says, incarnations exhibit only a certain percentage of the potency of Godhead. I am trying to explain this point. That's why I have included it in my comments today. Very beautiful point has to be understood. You see, all of us look different here, because we are different jivas. But we can manifest a form, one form at a time. I cannot manifest my 2 years of form right now. And even I cannot manifest how this body will look 30 years down the line, if I live 30 years in this body. But the Lord can simultaneously manifest different forms at one time, and still He can remain one person by His inconceivable strength. But we must remember this point, that Krishna and Matsya avatar are non-different. But Lord by His sweet will not manifest full potencies as Matsya avatar. He will only manifest the potencies which are needed for that particular pastimes. Matsya avatar did not have to play flute to attract gopis, so he is not playing flute there. Sometimes he will kill a demon, or sometimes he will pull the ship of Satyavrat Maharaj. Similarly, Lord Ajita will not again do Rasalila there. He is the same Supreme Lord, but He will manifest the potencies to the degree is needed there. We must remember He has all the potencies, and He is the same person also. He is not a different person. That's why it is considered that if we make differentiation between the various Vishnu forms, then it is called an offense. So we should not make differentiation, but we must remember that the Supreme Lord by Supreme Will does not manifest full potencies. And that's what Srila Prabhupada was mentioning in text number 55 in the last part. Incarnations exhibit only a certain percentage of the potencies of the Lord. But in this also there is a difference. There is Swansha and there is called Shaktyavesh. The Shaktyavesh avatars are invested with the energy of the Lord, and they can display only that much energy. But the Swansha or the plenary portions of the Lord are fully as powerful as the Supreme Lord, but they display the energy by their sweet will to a certain limited extent. Is it clear? Or the difference is clear?
The Shaktyavish avatars are having that much energy only, and they can for a specific purpose, and they will manifest that much. But the Supreme Lord as Swansha or Tadikatma Rupa, they have full potencies, but they will by their own will they are manifesting less. That is how it has to be understood. But in no way they are less than the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, he is the same person. The example has been also given like a Vaidurya Mani. Vaidurya Mani, when seen from different angles, we can only imagine because we don't have Vaidurya Mani, but Vaidurya Mani, when seen from different angles, will show and present different colors. Similarly, the Lord, as per the need and as per the mood of a devotee, he will manifest different colors or different forms and different moods, and they are all eternal simultaneously. This is how this is there. So okay, so we wanted to point this out, that the variety which is shown by the Supreme Lord does not mean that he is a different person, but by his inconceivable potency he is manifesting himself differently. So again we will revisit the shloka 4.7 which Prabhupada has quoted. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhithanam adharmasya tadatmanam sajamiham. First thing is, the first word in this shloka also is yada yada. Now yada yada means there is no fixed time. Srila Prabhupada, if you go back and read the translation, purport, he mentions this point. There is no fixed time. So now somebody will raise objection. No. We hear that Krishna will appear in the 28th Chaturyuga of the 7th Manvantara. Yes, that is a general rule which Lord himself has established. But he is not forced to follow because he is Swechhamaya. He is Swarat. He is independent. You cannot say he cannot come now. He can come now also, whenever he wants. Prabhupada very nicely mentioned this point. He can descend wherever and whenever he likes. Nobody can say, no, this is not the time for you to appear. Why are you appearing now? It's not like that. What is the meaning of dharma? Srila Ramanujacharya explains dharma as Bhagavad Aradhan. That whenever there is decline in worship of the Supreme Lord, the Lord appears to establish that dharma. That means bhakti. And Srila Baldev Vidyabhushan explains dharma as pure bhakti yoga with characteristic elements of worship of Supreme Lord and meditation on Him. That means pure bhakti yoga in which the Supreme Lord is worshipped and meditation is done. So when people forget to do that, then also the Lord descends. But He gives another meaning of dharma, which is called Varnashram dharma, so which is prescribed in the Vedas. And if that is declining, then also the Lord is appearing. Why it is needed? Because Varnashram is a system following which a person is actually becomes distinguished as a human being. Otherwise, he is simply living like an animal. Now, the word Tadatmanam Srijamyaham is very interesting. That the form of the Lord is eternal. But by His employing His Maya Shakti, He makes it appear that He is a material form. I'll repeat again. I'm not saying it is His form is material. His form is eternal and transcendental, Sachidananda Vigraha. But for a materialist, He makes it appear that He is born, so that they remain illusion forever. Only when they hear from devotees that they can really understand. That's the import of the word Srijamyaham. By His employing His own Maya Shakti, He makes an illusion before them. Just like so many people think that He has been killed by Jara. Jara was the hunter and like that. But when we read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Jara went and then he approached the Lord and he asked for forgiveness. Lord said, okay, it's nothing, no problem. And then from Vaikuntha, the airplane came and the Lord sat in the airplane and then went back. So normal people don't understand, and that's why Lord says, Janma karma chame divyam evam yo veti tattvataha tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mamitu suvarjana. Beautiful shloka. A person who knows the transcendental nature of the pastimes of Supreme Lord, if he gives up the body, he will not take birth. You know this, but it's a very deep import to this shloka. It doesn't matter where he will die, it doesn't matter when he will die, and it doesn't matter how he will die. Where, when and how, it doesn't matter. But the devotee who understands that the nature, transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord, he will go back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada very nicely in 10th canto, we will see it, makes a very nice comment. Kansa knew that Vishnu cannot be killed. Very nicely, he knew that Vishnu cannot be killed. Just by knowing this, he got liberated. And what to talk of devotees who are
fully engaging in trying to understand the transcendental nature of Lord Krishna's pastimes. So, some comments by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur on this shloka. One thing he very nicely points out, I think many preachers would have faced this question. Why all the incarnations, all the avatars are appearing only in India? Why not in other places? Have you ever faced this question? No. Many times people ask this question. The hidden import of this question is, you people are actually labeling normal people as avatars. The import of this question is, they say, why all the avatars are coming in India only? Why not in other places? So they want to say that you are labeling Krishna and Ram. We are labeling. Labeling means he is a normal person, human being, but we are making them into avatars. But it is not like that. Very nicely, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in this comment. He says, the Lord will empower a person and he will establish dharma to the extent dharma can be followed by people of that region. So in a place where dharma cannot be followed to the very high extent, the Lord will not have to personally descend there and talk about that. Okay, I'll speak what he is saying. He says that places where people are very wretched and fallen, they also have some conception of dharma. But that dharma is not Bhagavad Aradhana Lakshana dharma, not Varnashram dharma, but a very rudimentary level of dharma. But even if that dharma is not followed or degraded, then the Lord personally will not go there, but he will empower a person to establish dharma which those people can follow. I give an example. Just like Jesus Christ has told about dharma, isn't it? But he also has told, I have so many things to tell you which your ears cannot behold. So who empowered him? Lord himself has empowered him. He did not tell them about Vaikuntha. He did not tell him about Goloka. It's not that he was not knowing. Then in Muhammad Sahab, also he's a empowered, empowered person by the Lord, and he has instruction that you should not have association with your sister and mother. Now you can see what kind of consciousness of the people must be existing. That kind of instructions are there. So he has to tell them those things so that at least they will follow some dharma, so that they will not simply degrade to human animal form of life. You are able to understand? Now, it's natural. I am not giving Bhagavatam class, or other devotees also not giving Bhagavatam class going in Lohi Bazaar. On Lohi Bazaar, who will hear your Bhagavatam class? Or I would say, not Lohi Bazaar, is still in Vrindavan, but let's say Nehru Place in Delhi. Now you say, hare, all the Bhagavatam class are happening in ISKCON Delhi only, or ISKCON places only? No, in Nehru Place, we cannot talk about, Nehru Place in Delhi. We cannot talk about Bhagavatam class. There has to be a person, a recipient with whom we can talk about Krishna consciousness. So when Lord is talking to Arjuna, he is saying, Vakshami hitakameya. I am giving you the highest knowledge because you are very dear to me and I desire your highest welfare. So this person, Arjuna, is an eternal associate of the Lord. And that's why Lord can talk with him about highest dharma. So it's not that, when there is discrepancy in worship of the Lord or in Varnashram dharma, the Lord has to personally descend to establish this highest form of dharma. That's why Lord and other avatars particularly come again and again in this area. Now there's something very interesting, same vein but little nice. One time, Krishna, you know that Krishna was bound by Mother Yashoda, and Balramji was speaking very loudly, who has bound Krishna? Who has bound? He knew Mother Yashoda has bound. Who has bound Krishna? Who has bound Krishna? Who has dared to bound Krishna? Then Mata Yashoda came and said, I have bound Krishna. What is your problem? You don't know who Krishna is. He is Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am Balram. I am the avatar of Krishna, first expansion of Krishna. By my simple breath I can blow out whole Braja. Then Mata Yashoda had her stick and then she showed to him and said, all the avatars have no other place to go. They are appearing in my home only. You are becoming very impudent. you please behave, otherwise I'll beat you. And then Balramji runs away from there. This is the same mood also. So why Krishna is coming in Vrindavan again and again? Because his pure devotees are there. This is how. And that's main point also is there, will be explained, as explained by Mother Kunti. Why? She gives various reasons for Lord to descend, but the final conclusive reason is, Shudmanti gayanti grinanta bhikshnasha smaranti nandanti tavehitam jana taeva pashanti achirena tavakam bhava pravaho paramam padambujam. That those devotees who hear about you, Shudvanti, Gayanti, and they talk, this glorify those pastimes. Grinanti, and if there is nobody, then they will chant to themselves. We have seen in our ashram, in bathroom singing also, they will say some chant, some Bhagavad Gita shloka, or they will chant some Hare Krishna mantra like that. Nobody is there to hear Bhagavatam class in bathroom, isn't it? But devotees chant. And then smaranti, when they've heard something, then they remember, oh, this was very nice. Nandanti, and when remembering it, they become very happy. What they are doing? Tava hitam jana. That means all your defined activities, they hear, chant, they chant to themselves, they remember and become happy. And taeva pashanti acharena tavakam. Only such devotees, very soon they will see Krishna's lotus feet. Bhava pravaho paramam padam bhujam. Your lotus feet can stop the flow of this continuous flow of birth and death. So that's why the Lord comes here to manifest those pastimes so that devotees have something to discuss. And we must understand our inclination to discuss Krishna more and more is our proof of Krishna consciousness. And if you want to discuss something more important, which will very nicely assure that we take birth again. Should I repeat? You understand what I'm trying to say? Prabhuji, aapko pata hai, you know what happened. From this asana only, Giriraj Maharaj very nicely said this. Whenever a person comes to you with this statement, Prabhuji, do you know what happened? Then you should ask, Maharaj very, very nicely speaks, do I have to hear this? So most probably the devotee will say, no, not exactly that you have to hear this, but if you like to hear, then I will say something. So most probably will not hear those things, which are not meant to be heard. I hope you are understanding what I'm trying to say. So, this is how it's there. So, these are the few thoughts I shared. Any questions or comments or corrections are there? I'll take. Prabhu has a question or some mic can be given. Yes.
But we see in fighting Arjuna is in the Vishnu Pitaya, killed him, so can
you say? No, the point is Krishna could have killed Jarasan, but then who would have brought, he was the agent of Krishna to bring all the hoons and badmash, all the naughty people to one place and be killed. It's like one is way serving prasadam. No, people sit and serve prasadam. Other is buffet style. So Krishna killed them buffet style. He said, okay, bring all of them and we'll sit here and kill all of them. That was the reason. He humiliated him and left him. And that's very interesting. Every time he will think, okay, now I'll go back and do tapasya. But other kings will come to him and say, no. This is the action of Brahmanas. You are a Kshatriya. It may happen. It was only by chance that you got defeated. So Krishna could have killed him very easily. But he just left him with the purpose so that he can bring more and more people and then they can be easily killed at one place only. And actually not only one place, but they were killed in Mathura. Yad gatva na nivartante ita dham parmama. He made sure they did not go back. So Krishna has multiple options to, multiple ways of doing things simultaneously like that. So that's why he was doing. And when Arjuna was fighting, you must remember, when Arjuna fought the battle of Virat, he had no hesitation. He fought with Dronacharya, he fought with Bhishma Dev, everybody. But only by the supreme will of the Lord, he was bewildered for a certain time seeing these people. He says, Pashyatam Panduputranam Acharya Mahati Samu. Is that? Yeah. He saw that. So it's a very nice word. Acharyan Mahati Samu. He was seeing the Acharyas. He was remembering the relationship. And we must remember, a devotee is extremely grateful. You see, Dhruva Maharaj remembered his mother after 36,000 years. So you must remember that Arjuna is a pure devotee. That quality of gratefulness is there in his heart. Still, so he could not forget the the favor of his spiritual masters on him. It was not an easy thing. So now, but still he fought. So, but when he was fighting the Virat battle, he was not hesitating. So he was hesitating only because of the Supreme Lord's desire. Otherwise, there is no point of hesitation from his side. Okay?
Thank you.
Yes?
Just like in the last you said, we don't want to hear so many things.
You don't want to hear so many
things? When he comes and tells you something, just like you tell an example of Virat
Maharaj.
So, you see, sometimes you don't want to hear, but you listen. By forcing, you are listening to those things. So, can you tell something
about it? I don't think so. As in, especially in Brahmachari Ashram, nobody can say, you will have to hear this Vaishnav Ninda. if somebody says, you please complain to Panchakoda Prabhu. If Prabhuji is forcing me to hear Vaishnav Ninda, Prabhuji will chastise him. We are not here. Don't talk about others. We are in this ashram. This dress gives us the facility not to talk any material engagements. Nothing. This dress, how to say, authorizes us to not talk about mundane subject matters. So nobody, Prabhuji can, for somebody force us? Nobody can force us. We basically, we want to hear, what happened? What happened? What is that? What is that? Achcha, achcha. Then we give some commentary also with some analysis and Artha Aswadan of all those things. Because we want to hear this. We can't force other people. Yes, yes, Prabhuji. Any corrections, comments?
You're mentioning how other teachings, they tell them,
yeah.
But we also have the same in
Bhagavatam. Yeah, 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 yes,
don't
yes.
Don't be alone with your mother, your sister.
Yes, 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 yes.
And
very, very good question.
And so, obviously, there's different calibers of people in all different countries all over the world.
Yes.
And as you mentioned, that by chance, you called it by chance that you took a class, and just to have the attendance record there, you attended the class, and somehow
I won't say, no, not by chance. I'm just saying it was not by chance. I'm just saying by Lord's mercy only. It's arrangement only. And there's no chance in this world. No, it's not.
So there's qualifications too, that one who's eager for Krishna, doesn't matter what religion or background they come from, they can also get the highest.
No. That is, no, Prabhuji. The point, what? Okay. No, the point is that the Lord will send his representative and he will tell dharma to that extent. But this amazing beauty of Srila Prabhupada, how I think Gopal Prabhu was making a joke, Prabhupada disciple. He said, he himself was telling, I think in the class he was telling. So he was saying, I was in the class and Prabhupada was giving the class and he was saying, so you must understand that I am not this body. So he was thinking, oh, Swamiji is not the body, but we are the bodies. So he himself was making this joke. But then he said, see, still, even if they could not understand the philosophy in the beginning, but just that pure vibration coming from Srila Prabhupada, and they were so much dedicated. Even I think your friend, what is his name? He was 24 hour kingdom leader for some time. Tall devotee, I'm forgetting his name. Bhanubhata Prabhu. He said that what I could do, he was giving me Bhagavatam class, what I had done and what I could do by the inspiration of Srila Prabhupada at that time, going to Japan all alone, young, not knowing the language, I cannot do now. He himself said that. That potency to inspire people, you know, we all know that pastime of London is inconceivable. So it's amazing what Srila Prabhupada has done. And this such difficult imports of Srila Prabhupada, I have heard this comment of Srila Prabhupada, it's not difficult to translate the commentary. I have to think how you will understand this point. And that's why Prabhupada is very most difficult concepts, and he put in so lucid in a form that anybody can understand. At least one point he can definitely understand is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. If you just read the introduction of Bhagavad Gita, beautiful, amazing quality of Srila Prabhupada, very nice. So this is amazing. That's what we see in other people also, but very amazing. And he as amazing that Prabhupada kind of how to say, he gave the highest dharma in a place which or of the, to the people who have were not actually qualified. But then, Kirat Hundra Pulinda Pulkasha, by the mercy of a devotee, anybody can become a pure devotee. We share Srila Prabhupada's amazing grace. Any other questions are there or comments? Okay. Yes, Prabhu. Prabhuji has a question. Yes.
I was making this this chapter of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, Krishna was saying that the good, very person,
No
problem. Which language do you speak? Indonesian?
I will try to explain directly for you.
Yeah.
In this verse, they say that it's 12th chapter.
12th chapter, okay.
One of Bhagavad Gita is that Krishna is asking, you know, which is better, you know, who worship him?
Yes, yes.
Or this person that is worshiping
him? Yes.
Like my Brahman.
Yes.
And Krishna says that these persons that worship like in this form of Brahman.
Yes.
But then they are like, they control his senses. They
yes.
With other persons.
Yes.
They become also to me. And I want to ask you about this because in this class was something about this personal aspect, the supreme personal aspect. And also on this 12th chapter is talking about this personal aspect. But I was thinking like, sorry for taking this time, but maybe you can develop
a little bit more. Very nice question. He says, 12th chapter mentioned that Sarvanayamendra Gramam Sarvatra Samabuddhaya, like that shloka is there. A person who is controlling his senses, first of all, first thing is worshipping Brahman, he will also come to me. So example have been given by the Acharyas. If you go to somebody's home and if you have entered his garden, so you have kind of entered his home, but you have still not went inside and met with the person and had established a friendship with him. So Brahman realization is also one aspect of the Lord, Brahma, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdet, but not full realization of Krishna. So they achieve Brahman, that is okay, but this doesn't mean that they will realize Bhagavan. One option is there, Bahunam Janmanamante Gyanvan Mam Prapadeti. If they are cultivating this knowledge of Brahman and they meet devotees, then they will become devotees, just like the four Kumaras were Brahmavadis. But by, as Bhima Prabhu was mentioning, by the instruction of their daddy, that means Brahmaji, they developed a desire to see Krishna and they went and see Krishna. So if they don't associate with devotees, maximum they will get is Brahman realization. But if they meet devotees and they become devotees, then they will get Bhagavan realization. So it all depends on that. Yes, Krishna. Yes, Prabhuji.
If you're finished, I want to read just one little paragraph
yes.
about
Ishwara Maharaj. Yes, please. Any other questions are there or something? Okay. You have a question? Okay.
Thank you very much, Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I'm in relation to Pancha Brahma.
Very simple. I would say we are not better, but we are fortunate. We are not better, but we are fortunate. So in that we will not become proud because our Namacharya is from a Muslim background. So that is, background is not a problem. In foreground is Krishna. Whatever is the background, he will clear your background. And Srila Rupa Goswami also almost became a Muslim. Their names were also changed. So our two famous Acharyas are coming from Muslim background, quote unquote. So we have no problem with Muslims, isn't it? Yes. So anybody who chants Hare Krishna will get purified. We are not better, we are fortunate. And that we should be grateful. My Guru Maharaj very nicely mentioned, the problem in Kali Yuga is that we do not, the misfortune on Kali Yuga is that we do not realize our good fortune. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna we can go back to Godhead. We will go back to Godhead. Yes, Prabhu, please continue. I am finished.
So everyone's pretty much aware that Chumara back to America, some I contacted the COVID-19 and he's been in the hospital and under supervision of his medical team. We've been getting regular reports. For a while there he was stable and everything's okay, but it seems that Maharaja is remains in the most critical position. and he remains in the ventilator with increasing oxygen requirements. He's now developed further complications with his kidneys, and they may require support. His heart is requiring some supportive medicines, so we remain hopeful that things will improve in the next 12 hours and dangerous. So we are in request, Lord, for Srinivas' mercy and blessings. So naturally, we want to pray for all the Vaishnavas who are preaching, carrying the message of Godhead. So we encourage all the devotees to, if you have time, make some time, come and chant Hare Krishna from the deities on behalf of the health of Bhakti Churu Maharaj. His Holiness Bhakti Churu Maharaj Ki
Jai. Thank you all very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.